So you have a Jurassic World sequel script for me.
Yes, sir, I do.
So in this movie, we're gonna reveal that the island that Jurassic World was built on is an active volcano that's about to erupt.
That's hilarious.
What do you mean?
Oh, you're being serious. Okay, my bad. Keep going.
Yeah, so the volcano's gonna kill all the dinosaurs, so Congress is trying to decide if they should go save them or not.
Okay.
And Ian Malcolm is gonna give a speech to them.
Oh, Ian Malcolm. I can't wait to see him go up against dinosaurs again.
Yeah, people would love to see that, wouldn't they?
Yeah, he's the best.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, he's only gonna be in the Congress scenes.
Oh, he is.
Yeah, and he's gonna be like, well, humans shouldn't have brought dinosaurs back in the first place, so the volcano was nature's way of fixing it.
That makes a lot of sense because a bunch of people have died.
Right, and then Congress is like, yeah, let's not go save the dinosaurs.
You know, it's actually refreshing to have characters thinking rationally instead of just making stupid decisions and—
So then the protagonists are gonna go save the dinosaurs themselves.
Oh, they are. Okay, never mind.
Yeah, so remember in the first movie there was that character Money Lady?
Oh, yeah. What was her name again?
Literally no one remembers or cares.
Well, okay, then.
So yeah, now she's like an activist for the protection of dinosaur lives.
So even though she was one of the characters profiting off of dinosaurs in the first movie and she saw them kill a bunch of people, she wants to save them now?
Exactly.
So in this movie, she's just a completely different character.
Yeah, just a whole new character. She will be played by the same actress though.
That's kind of unorthodox, but if you need it for the story...
I need it for the story.
Well, okay then.
So anyway, dinosaur-loving lady's recruited by this guy, Eli Mills. And he works for a dude who co-founded Jurassic Park with John Hammond.
And what's Eli's deal?
He's very obviously evil.
Gotcha.
So anyway, he needs the lady's handprint for something on the island or something, so he tells her they're gonna go save the dinosaurs.
What does he actually want to do, though?
He wants to kidnap a bunch of dinosaurs and sell them off at an auction.
That's hilarious. What does he actually want to do, though?
He wants to do the auction thing.
Oh, okay. I guess because the stuff you're saying is so ridiculous, I'm like, either this guy's joking or the script is really dumb.
Well, I'm not joking.
Gotcha.
So anyway, the bad guy also wants to get his hands on Blue the Velociraptor. So dinosaur-loving lady has to go recruit animal-loving Navy guy from the first movie.
What was his name again?
I don't know.
Well, IMDb it.
And so animal-loving Navy guy is gonna be like, well, I'm not going because dinosaurs kill people and we probably shouldn't save them.
Right? That makes a lot of sense.
But then he's gonna change his mind. Almost immediately.
Huh.
So they're gonna go with a bunch of mercenaries and a couple of millennials to save the dinosaurs, but it's actually a double cross.
Right.
And then the volcano's gonna erupt and everyone's gonna run around like crazy.
Very exciting.
An animal-loving Navy guy is gonna have to run from a cloud of volcanic ash and whatnot.
Oh wow, so we're killing off animal-loving Navy guy?
No, he's gonna outrun it.
Well, what you're talking about is a pyroclastic flow and it could go up to 700 kilometers an hour.
Oh, so he can't actually outrun it?
No, not really. Did you do any research before writing this?
Well, I was going to, but then I didn't at all.
Right, that makes sense.
Okay, so maybe he won't outrun the cloud completely, but he'll come close.
Well, I mean, if it catches up to him, that stuff goes up to 1,800 degrees Fahrenheit, so the skin would melt off his bones.
Well, I'll have him dive into the ocean.
Right, but if lava streams into the ocean, it makes the water boil, and he would die that way, like a lobster.
He used to be in the Navy, though.
Oh, that's right, he used to be in the Navy. Okay, none of that stuff applies to him.
Right.
So what happens next?
Well, the characters are gonna be left for dead, and the bad guys are gonna load up the dinosaurs on a boat and take off.
Wow.
And so the protagonists are gonna do a crazy stunt jump with the Jeep and get on the boat just before it leaves.
No one's gonna notice a flying Jeep landing on the boat at the last second.
They will not.
Well, okay then.
And one of the millennial characters is being forced to do surgery on Blue because Blue got shot.
Wow, I imagine it's gonna have to be a quick surgery.
How come?
Well, I assume they're taking the dinosaurs to Isla Sorna.
I don't know what that is.
It's the island from The Lost World in Jurassic Park 3. It's like right next to Isla Nublar and it's completely abandoned.
Okay, well they need to take the dinosaurs to California so they could auction them off, so
why can't they have an auction at Isla Sorna?
Well, because we have some evil cartoon characters flying into California for the auction, so the dinosaurs have to be there.
Can't these people fly to the other island?
Okay, full disclosure, I just want there to be dinosaurs in the US for the next movie.
Oh, it's a sequel thing. Okay, I'm cool with disregarding logic if it's for a sequel.
Well, great.
So what else happens?
Well, the millennial girl is doing surgery on Blue, but she needs T-Rex blood to do a transfusion.
So she asks the mercenary guys to get some?
No, she tells animal-loving Navy guy and dinosaur-loving lady to get it.
Why wouldn't she ask the captors to get it?
Because I want the main characters to have to do it.
Fair enough.
So anyway, later animal-loving Navy guy and dinosaur-loving lady are gonna get locked in a cell.
Oh, is it gonna be hard for them to get out of there?
Actually, super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, as it turns out, nobody's guarding them, and in the cell next to them, there's a dinosaur that can break through walls.
That is convenient.
Right?
So what else happens?
Well, we're also gonna do this thing in the movie where the characters are in a room and they either have to close a door or open a door really fast.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, that, like, 15
15 times, but in slightly different ways.
Very exciting.
Also, we're gonna introduce a genetically modified dinosaur. Didn't we do that in the last movie?
Yeah, but this one is a hybrid of the Indominus Rex and a Velociraptor.
Wasn't the Indominus already a hybrid?
It was.
Oh, hybrids are tight.
Yeah, and Eli Mills wants to sell this one as a weapon.
How would that work?
Well, if you point this gun-looking thing at a person, it'll send like a sonar wave and the Indoraptor will go kill that person.
If you're planning on killing somebody and you're gonna go through the trouble of pointing a gun at them, why not just shoot them?
I don't know.
Fair enough.
So anyway, the Indoraptor's gonna get out of its cage and try to kill everyone.
Uh-oh.
But then Blue is gonna save the day.
So are dinosaurs supposed to be like scary monsters in this movie or good guys?
They're both, whenever I want them to be.
Sounds like you're trying to have your cake and eat it too.
Yeah, I love cake.
Right, cake is great, but that's not what that-
So anyway, then they're gonna be in a situation where there's some gas being released that's gonna kill the dinosaurs.
Okay.
And dinosaur-loving lady presses a bunch of buttons to let them out of their cages.
Oh boy.
And then she has to decide whether or not to press the last button that'll open up the door and set them free.
Why didn't she press that button first and let the gas out?
I don't know.
Fair enough.
Anyway, then she's gonna decide not to do it.
Probably a good idea.
But then a little clone girl's gonna do it anyway.
What?
Oh yeah, there's like a little girl who's like a clone of a dead lady, and she's like, dinosaurs are alive like me, so she sets them free to kill people.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, well this way dinosaurs will be out roaming the world in Jurassic World 3.
Oh, it's a sequel thing. Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, so at the end we're gonna imply that dinosaurs are gonna take over the world.
Wow, how many dinosaurs are there?
I don't know, maybe 40 of them from 11 different species?
And we've established that they can be taken down by bullets?
That's right.
Doesn't seem like that much of a global threat, to be honest.
Well, we're gonna play it off as a global threat.
Well, okay then. So what do you think?
Well, to be honest, it all sounds kind of ridiculous and far-fetched.
Okay.
But I feel like if we show the entire story in the trailers, people will be like, there's no way that's the actual story, right?
Oh, so then they'll go see it to find out?
Exactly.
Would that work?
Only one way to find out.
Hey guys, Ryan here. Hope you like that pitch meeting. Let me know in the comments section what other movies I should make these for. And if you like this one, give it a like, maybe subscribe to the channel, share it on Twitter and on Facebook. We also have a ton of these on the channel that you can check out. And as always, check back soon for a new one. Bye-bye.